Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. This Thanksgiving weekend, we're taking a look back at some of the most compelling cases and conversations that we've had in the last year. Here's another one of those conversations.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
January 26, 2011. Ellen Greenberg lost her life. Stabbed more than 20 times, including post-mortem stab wounds into the back of the neck, chest, and head. Police asking the medical examiner to rule it a suicide, contrary to their already understanding this was a homicide. It's a case that makes little to no sense, and even less when we learn about the politics in Philadelphia and the politicians involved who refused to give this case the justice it deserves. And a look at that autopsy one more time to properly identify how Ellen died. All this week, Sandra and Josh Greenberg are with us to hear their story, struggling to find justice for their daughter, Ellen Greenberg. What's so bizarre is the fact that there seem to be a lot of different moving parts to this working in tandem for something that happened very quickly. And everyone seemed to be, or a lot of them seem to be on the same page of, we only go this far and we only go that far. And they all seem to know that there was a certain line they couldn't cross in terms of what they were going to rule this or back it back.
They can't cross the truth.
Yeah.
That's the only line. I don't know what your lines you're talking about.
What?
I mean, we dealt with some stupidity, some dumbness,
yeah,
and a cover-up.
This goes beyond stupidity.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, this is not incompetence. This feels like something much more than that.
I don't think what we're dealing with is incompetence, but maybe incompetence is the root. I don't agree with that. I think the root of this is that Ellen had bruises on her body, mm-hmm, consistent with abuse.
Yeah.
And that's why her coming home, those bruises might have been seen by my wife or myself, and we would have asked questions. And questions that when she would say, well, so-and-so is my rock, I would say, your rock is full of it, and he's abusing you, or she's abusing you, whoever this rock is.
Yeah.
Because if you know anything about abuse, the abuser thinks that the abuser is the person that's wrong, not the person administering the abuse.
Sure. Yeah, 100%.
And all that, all those wounds, those abuse things are in the first autopsy. Yet because Ellen can't point to the abuser, no investigation.
I
have another thing.
Yeah.
They won't give us the records. There's no crime here. I don't believe suicide is a crime in Pennsylvania. And they won't give us the records. So we're going to subpoena them. They haven't heard the last of me.
What? I know there's the petition right now with the mayor. What is?
No, there's nothing with the mayor.
Yes, there is.
What's with the mayor?
There's a petition.
Oh, okay, okay. We have a thing called Justice for Ellen. What is that? The petition. It's a online thing.
Yep.
Oh, change.org.
Yeah.
Ask to reopen the case. I don't want the mayor.
Who do you want?
I don't trust the mayor.
Who do you need? Like where does this need to go? To
unbiased outside people. Look, we were supposed to have a trial. So we had a pre-trial meeting between our attorneys and the cities. And the judges sent a representative. And this representative said at that meeting, Philadelphia, settle with the Greenbergs. You're not going to win. So you know what they offered us?
What?
We'll let the new medical examiner, because all the medical examiners have left, when she has time, she'll reopen the case or relook at the case, and you agree not to sue. And you know what they can do with that, don't you?
Yeah.
So that's why I don't know Mr. Kenny. I hope I'm going to say, not knowing him, he's an outstanding, honest man. But I don't want anybody connected with Philadelphia criminal justice, because I don't believe it's really justice.
The problem would be it would require Philadelphia criminal justice to prosecute this, would it not?
I don't understand.
We don't know.
I don't understand.
Get the legal.
I don't understand. What do you mean prosecute?
Meaning if this were to go to trial, if they were to find someone, if they were to say, here's the suspect.
That's not what we just want them to open the case.
Yes.
With an unbiased.
Well, sure. But that would need to start.
I'm not a lawyer.
Sure. But the jurisdiction would have to be there. That's where the crime took place.
I don't know that. You're asking me legal questions. I don't know the answers.
Sure.
I'm not trying to avoid your answers. I just don't know.
They're labeling Ellen's death a suicide.
Sure.
So if her death was in fact a suicide, which of course I don't believe one speck of it.
Everybody knows it's not.
Yeah.
It was. But if it was a suicide, why are they?
Why don't they release the records?
Why are they not sharing everything they have?
If it wasn't
and showing the public who they have to answer to. Mm-hmm.
If it's not a crime, why don't, and the case is closed, why can't they release the records? They're not doing a case. The case is not open.
It's very suspicious.
I think it's illegal because the way these quote unquote sunshine law is written, I think it's written that if it's not an open case and it's not a crime, they have to release the records. I'm not sure. I'm not a lawyer again. Mm-hmm. You may have more knowledge of that type of stuff than I do.
With all this, the public outcry from this, have you seen any progress at all with many people getting involved and saying, hey, we need to take a look at this?
Oh, yeah. I've seen people say that. Yeah. Not the people who would do it, not the elected officials.
And that's kind of where I'm at here with you. You're running into brick walls everywhere you go on this.
Correct.
Where is the path now? Where do you, what is your plan of attack? I know there was the hearing late last year.
Listen, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
We'd love the three judges that review the appeal for the city to vote in our favor. But then what the city's going to do, they're going to go to the Philadelphia Supreme Court. And if we lose, Pennsylvania Supreme Court. And if we lose, we're going to go to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. And either A, the Supreme Court will rule on it, or B, they'll say, look, Greenberg, there's too much evidence. It's going on too long. We're going to rule this way. We're going to let the ruling stand for the Greenbergs or the city, and that's where we're going to be.
Sure. And if you do.
And wait a minute. And at the same time, we have a civil suit against the three medical examiners mm-hmm. for malicious. You know, they're being sued for trying to cover up a homicide.
And where is that at right now?
Nowhere. Because unfortunately, the way the pandemic worked, our lawyers had to take care of some other cases. We're meeting with our lawyers after we talked to you today in about 24 minutes. And I think all hell's going to break loose in Philadelphia with subpoenas and stuff like that. But I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, that could be a very interesting way of getting some of that information through discovery in a civil suit. Is that part of the plan to get that? That way,
we already have a civil suit.
Sure. Going.
I understand that. But in the discovery phase, is this where you can now use that power to subpoena some of that information?
You're asking me a lawyer's question. I don't know the answer. Call our lawyer, Joe Pedroza, and speak to him.
Is he someone who would like to speak on the case?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I would love to have
the only thing we have going for us, Tony, is you, the media.
There's more of my conversation with Sandra and Josh Greenberg coming up. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of this conversation every day this week. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.